So I'm Nicole Vincent from ICF International, and I will actually be doing two presentations today. One of my colleagues was unfortunately unable to make it. So the first presentation is entitled Using Social Media to Estimate Reach and Assess Response to an HIV/AIDS Television Drama in Zambia. I have no disclosures. So for this presentation, we'll start with some background on HIV/AIDS in Zambia, some background on our project Communication Support for Health, as well as the Safe Love Campaign and the Love Games television series. And then we'll get into the study purpose, the methodology, and then finally the findings and potential implications. Okay, so some background on HIV/AIDS in Zambia. So it's still, it has one of the highest prevalence rates in the world, and it's predominantly transmitted through heterosexual sex and mother-to-child transmission. It's also contributed by multiple concurrent partnerships, and 71% of new infections are a result of sex with non-regular partners or having a partner who has one or more other sexual partners. And there's also low condom use. Okay, so some background on our project, Communication Support for Health, or CSH as we call it, is a USAID project that was developed to support the government of Zambia to manage and implement national health communications programs and initiatives. It's being led by Chemonix International with support from ICF International and the Manoff Group. Its primary objectives are to strengthen the national health communications campaigns, to increase the use of evidence-based communications, to strengthen the local capacity of the government to sustain BCC communication, as well as increase coordination of BCC activities among other USAID projects. So here are some of our major campaigns. We have Safe Love, which is our HIV campaign, Stop Malaria, Mothers Alive, which is our Safe Motherhood campaign, and lastly, the 1,000 Most Critical Days campaign, which is our maternal child nutrition campaign. Okay, so some background on the Safe Love campaign. It's an HIV campaign with the overall goal of contributing to the reduction of new HIV infections by addressing key drivers of transmission. It uses TV, radio, community events, interpersonal activities and print materials featuring behavioral messages on condom use, multiple concurrent partnerships, HIV testing, voluntary medical male circumcision, and mother-to-child transmission. So the Love Games television drama series was a key part of the Safe Love campaign. It followed the lives and relationships of five urban middle-class women, and it consisted of storylines dealing with these key drivers of HIV. It aired two seasons in 2013, and is currently in reruns. It has been actually broadcasted outside of Zambia to more than 3 million households across Africa, and is also available on YouTube and Vimeo if you want to check it out. So a part of the Love Games communications, we used Facebook. We used Facebook to promote the series and also engage fans on the topics that were addressed in the series. So although reliable data on Facebook usage in Zambia is limited, we know it's not a primary channel, but we believe that access and usage is growing. The Facebook page was primarily promoted through an after discussion show that was shown after each episode where they told people about the Facebook page and told them to go there so that they can talk to others about the issues that were discussed in that particular episode. And although it's not a primary channel for the campaign, Facebook did prove to be a valuable place for discussions with fans and also to see how fans were responding to the series. So what we did is we conducted an analysis of the Love Games Facebook page to explore exposure to the series among the campaign's target audiences of 18 to 35-year-olds, and also to assess the use of social media in engaging target audiences and fans on series that are dealing with sensitive topics related to HIV/AIDS. So what we did is we examined viewers' responses to the series, perception of the issues addressed in the episodes, and also self-reported changes in attitudes and behavior as a result of watching the show. So we utilized Facebook Insights to assess the growth in the fan base, the reach of the page and its messages and images, the level of engagement that fans had with the page, and also demographic data of the fans. We also performed a content analysis of the top viral posts and personal messages that were sent to the page administrators. So what we found in terms of demographics is that the Facebook fans were very much representative of what we were going for, what our target audience was of 18 to 35-year-olds. We also saw that overall there was an equal distribution between men and women fans of the Facebook page. And an interesting finding is that we found there was a good amount of interest from adults who were reporting that they were 65 years and older. So we don't think that is an indicator that this is a population that is an avid fan of the series, but rather an indicator that there is some misreporting in Facebook profiles in parts of Zambia. We also saw that there was a steady and strong growth in the fan base from the start of the pilot to the end of season two. We saw the largest growth from the pilot to the end of season one, and then a good amount of growth still from the start of season two to the end of season two. And then, interesting enough, we still saw some solid growth between the end of season one and beginning of season two. And this we attribute to the fact that the episodes were all available online, and that people were still learning about the episodes after they were taken off television with the break in between the seasons, and they were going online actively to watch these and then become fans of the Facebook page. So now we're going to get into fan responses to the content that was posted on the Facebook page by the Facebook administrators. So to provide some context for that, when we were looking at the content, we saw that there was a distinct difference between what was posted in season one and what was posted in season two. So season one, we saw that it was many more messages. It was much more frequent. And it consisted of questions that were posed towards fans of the Facebook page. Season two was less frequent and consisted primarily of promoting the series and particular episodes and contests. So to explore the fan responses, we looked at some key metrics in Facebook. So we looked at potential reach, which is essentially the number of people who saw the page or one of its posts from a story that popped up in their story feed, whether it was shared by a friend or if they were already a fan of the page. The level of engagement, which is the number of likes, comments, and shares and clicks on the content on the page. And also looking at the content of what people were saying in their comments and responses to the post made by the administrator, and also ones that they were sending privately. Okay, so in terms of potential reach, again, who is seeing content that's coming out of this Facebook page about Love Games and the topics on HIV/AIDS? We saw a lot of spikes and dips through both of the seasons. I think the most notable one is obviously that huge spike at the beginning of the season and subsequent dip. And this, we believe, is contributed to the buzz that was created before the season started, that got people very interested and clicking on stuff and reading stories that were coming through their feeds. It's also very interesting that at this time, the Facebook page didn't have that many fans. And this could be contributed to the fact that, one, it was the buzz, but also, two, the kind of content that was coming out of the Facebook page was much more engaging as compared to season two. Overall, the average of reach between season one and season two was slightly higher, which you would expect that it would be higher because it had many more fans, but not that much higher compared to season one. Here is another kind of illustration of the impact of the differences in the communications approach between season one and season two. So here we're looking at total engagement versus unique engagement. Unique engagement is essentially that first act of coming onto the page. So whether it's liking the page or not being a fan and clicking on something. So here you see the rate of unique to total engagement is slightly higher in season one, in season two, as compared to season one, which you would expect it to be higher because you already have this established fan base. But it's not as high as you would expect. You know, you would hope that total engagement, so the people who've already been on the page for quite some time, would be much higher in season two, with a lower unique engagement. Again, suggesting that the content that was coming out at that time just wasn't pulling people in. Okay, so then here we looked at the most viral posts made by the page administrators. And for those of you who don't know, viral means the ones that were getting the most attention, the ones who were getting the most comments and shares and clicks, likes, that sort of thing. The first season, it's a post about a character who decided to stay with his female partner who had just found out that she was HIV positive. And then it included a question out to the fans, what would you do in this situation? And then season two was promoting the finale of the season. Again, you see that difference. So in our content analysis, we did see overall across the season there was a real strong appreciation for the series. Fans cited it as being both entertaining and educational on HIV, and particularly the issue of multiple sexual partners. They also illustrated some excitement over upcoming episodes and contests and giveaways. And that's a photograph of one fan who won. There was a contest to win a Love Games t-shirt, and she won it and posted it on the page. We also saw there wasn't a lot of information of self-reported changes in attitudes or behaviors, but it did provide a glimpse into the potential impact of the series. The first quote you can see is talking about changes in attitudes and behaviors around monogamy, condom use, voluntary test counseling and testing, and then the second one is the risk of HIV/AIDS, their perception had increased, and also support of HIV-positive partners. Okay. So potential implications of using Facebook to assess exposure and impact of BCC, and also on Facebook communications, what does this mean? How should you do it? Or what seems to be working? So although Facebook can be a useful source for follower characteristics, you have to take it with a grain of salt. As we saw in the demographics of the fans with 65 years and older, you know, that is probably not the case. Our local team was pretty confident that that is actually a trend that's happening in Zambia, that of misreporting your ages. Also, the metrics of reach and engagement do provide some insight into users' interests and a reflection of the communication strategy. So again, posts that include questions and engaging content pull people in, and followers seem to be open and to providing candid responses and being welcome to discussing these issues in a public forum. And lastly, Facebook, it can't provide a true measure of behavior change, but it could provide some input into responses to the intervention and indications of potential change, particularly when it comes to strategies that are trying to garner responses and engage users. So, references, and that's it.
Questions? We can take 5 minutes for question answers, and then we'll have some time towards the end of the session for more questions.
Okay. Do I just hit escape to get in?
No question?
Question?
Yes, please.
So this was a national campaign. But we really expected that Love Games in particular would be in more urban areas. So we did find that most of the fans were based in Lusaka. Yeah, and the TV was it was one piece of it. So there's other efforts, print and radio and that community outreach as well. But we knew that TV would be predominantly picked up in urban areas. There were some, like, what have you ever been in a situation, what did you do? But I think, honestly, most of the self-reports of this is how the series has changed my attitudes or now how I'm approaching relationships were really in the private messages that that fans sent to the page administrators. We could consider that. This was just, the reason why we did this was just to kind of get a sense of what people were saying about the series. I mean, we did a more formal outcome evaluation on the whole campaign that really gave us more input into how people are changing their behaviors as a result of the campaign.